So Declan, we're almost there, start of the league campaign. I suppose first of all, in the McKenna Cup final in a number of weeks' time against Tyrone. Have you got out so far out of the competition what you wanted to get out of the McKenna Cup?
Yeah, I think so. Oisín, you know, when we started the McKenna Cup, the one thing we wanted was have a look at players, see where they were at in terms of getting ready in preparation for the National League. Listen, that worked out very well. We had been three good competitive matches, and as I said last week, if we weren't playing the McKenna Cup, we'd be looking for challenge games ahead of the start of the National League. So no, it's worked very well.
How many of them players then that you've watched over the last number of weeks will be starting come Sunday in Killarney?
Well, I think any of the players probably that'll get game time on Sunday in Killarney will have performed at some stage during the McKenna Cup, and you know, from that point of view, it's been good. As I say, there's going to be good competition for places down the line, but it's going to be a young team heading for Killarney. There's a lot of the senior players not going to be there. And I think looking at the possible team we're putting out, there's probably maybe only six or seven survivors from that played against Galway in the championship in Sligo at the end of last summer.
Sure, here is here of course captain for the opening game in the league. We expect him to come back in the likes of Ryan McHugh as well, Norm McNeilis, who didn't start last week.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, those a number of players picked up knocks during the weekend. Those guys should be all right. We'll know more after training, but no, most of those guys will be available for selection, and we'll be travelling down with a 26-man squad, and really looking forward to the test ahead.
Speaking of that test, Kerry, we're told up to around 19 players that they would be expecting to be involved come the summertime. So is this possibly one of the best opportunities that Donegal have to go to Kerry and get a victory, which doesn't happen too often?
Listen, I don't know what you mean. I'm just looking at some of the names there, and I don't think too many of them will be involved. And there's a number that will be involved, but there's a good number that will not be involved and come to the championship. But I mean, Kerry will still have, I mean, they have a lot of three All-Ireland winning minor teams there. There's four or five of those young lads coming in. I mean, looking, they're possibly going to have a full forward line of David Clifford, Paul Gainey, and James O'Donoghue. Yeah, I don't know if there's much room for anyone else in that. And you know, they have a strong side, there's no doubt about that there. It's going to be a big test for us, but it's a test that as I say, we're looking forward to, and it's going to test some of our younger players against these guys, and as I say, it's a challenge the whole group's looking forward to.
How do you go about trying to stop the supply under them three players that you just mentioned?
Listen, it's going to be difficult. It's going to take a lot of hard work, especially at that middle third. And you know, we've got to be very tight defensively. And it's going to be an interesting year. And as I say, where better to judge and engage yourself than down in Killarney in the home of the kingdom against a good quality opposition? And that's what they are. I mean, all of those guys have a lot of All-Ireland medals in their pocket, whether it's minors or some senior medals. There too, but so it's going to be a big test, Oisín. We know that it's not going to be easy. Division 1 is not going to be easy, and as I say, there's a lot of new faces on this Donegal team, and just let's be patient with them. And as I say, the big picture for us down come May, and that's where you're going to be gauged anyway, as a championship. But listen, we want to get a good campaign in Division 1, and the ultimate goal is to remain there. It's not going to be easy, we know the challenges.
Let's talk about the middle third, because I'm presuming he's going to play, and that of course is Nathan Mullins, who was man of the match last week. When you're going down to Kerry and there's no Moore in there, there's no Maher there, I suppose it's set up for him to play a crucial role, is it, Declan?
Listen, yeah, but Kerry will still. I mean, Jack Barry had played middle of the field for Kerry during the championship last year, and he's there. He's one of the bright up and coming guys in that Kerry team, and you're Brendan O'Sullivan alongside him. So that's it's just still a strong and formidable Kerry midfield. Listen, that's going to give, as I say, Nathan Mullins has done well in the McKenna Cup today. It's a different step again now into the National League campaign, and you know, let's hope he does well. And yeah, he's going to start on Sunday, and his attitude and his professionalism over the last 3 months has been excellent. So different level now, let's see where we go.
What do you really want out of the league, Declan? I know we've talked, you mentioned it about the championship as the number one thing that is the priority, but if you were to stay in Division 1, is that another box ticked, is that another target hit?
Yeah, it would be. I'll tell you, the league, as I said, the McKenna Cup, and we were very defined in terms of what we wanted to get out of the McKenna Cup, and at the end of the McKenna Cup, well, we're in the McKenna Cup final in a number of weeks time, but the matches that we played so far, yeah, we've got, looking at a system of play, we've seen players fit into that system. We saw maybe some players not fit into it. We go down to Kerry, we start at a different level now. This is, from our point of view, it's phase two going into the National League. By the end of the league, we hope that, you know, and the goal would be to stay in Division One. And by the end of the league, we have the whole squad back playing and include all those guys coming back from injuries and doing the rehab work that they're doing at the minute, and then drive on for the championship, which ultimately is phase three and the most important one. And from that point of view, that's exactly what we're looking for, to get that out of the league, that we've all these guys back and really driving forward. For, because when the league finishes, I think we've about 5 weeks to get right into the 13th of May for the Cavan match.
How many points then do you think? How many victories are you going to need if you want to achieve that and staying up?
I haven't really looked. Yeah. Possibly in the past, you're looking at whatever, six points maybe. Yeah. And
it's three home, four away, isn't it?
Three home, four away. I mean, and it's difficult because they're all top. I mean, the first three matches, you're away to Kerry and you're away to Dublin. That's the two away match, and you've Galway at home, and then you have Monaghan and Tyrone. Monaghan and Tyrone away. And that's going to be, that's not going to be easy. But listen, and saying that, all the games are important, and we hope that when we go down to Killarney that we can get a performance out of the lads. And we're not just going down to make up the numbers, Oisin. We're going down there to be competitive, and our goal is ultimately to get 2 points out of it.
You're also going to be expecting Michael Murphy back, the likes of Ian McGee back, maybe Frank McGlynn, round about after the third game, after the Dublin game. If you had a one at home and a possible 2 points coming out of Kerry at the weekend, at that stage, heading into the middle of February, you'd be in a good place, would you, Declan?
Absolutely. Listen, I mean, that'd be an ideal scenario, and we go towards that. That's the goals that we set. As I say, we'll take every game as it comes, and that's not, as I say, we start on Sunday against Kerry and Killarney, which is not going to be an easy game. And if we could pick up a number of points before the break up in the league after the third match, then that'd be brilliant. But as I say, we're not going to, I mean, ultimately, if you're going to ask the question, would it be a disaster to be relegated? We don't want to be relegated. We would love to stay in Division One, but it's not going to be the end of the world, because at the end of the day, the championship, ultimately, from our point of view, is the goal, that we want to have all players there and, as I say, really firing on all cylinders.
Declan, best of luck in Clarence at the weekend. Thanks for
Thank you.